No, it's big just to have the whole off season and to sit in meetings and talk to the position coaches and actually understand the big picture of the offense instead of just trying to learn the game plan from week to week. It was pretty difficult. So it's been great to actually learn the whole thing.
Brad, your value is, I mean, because you can do so much. I mean, both as a wide receiver and running back, all four special teams. How important has that been in your career to be able to do all of those things for teams and play?
It's been fun. First of all, it's been a lot of fun, and then I don't know. It just feels like that's something I should do. Something, you know, if you can do it, then you should do it for your team. So being able to go out and block, you know, one of my favorite things is blocking on a punt return or a kickoff, blocking for the guys. You know, I love seeing them score and make big plays. So that's what it's about. It's about winning. That's the bottom line.
When you came out fourth round, right, for the Jets?
Yeah.
At that point, did you still think I want to play quarterback when I get to the next level? And B, did you expect to play this long in the role you've played?
Absolutely, I was really hoping to, you know, play quarterback. That's all I played my whole life.
Right.
And then, at the time, you know, Coach Mangini was like, you know, just come in and do whatever we ask. And at that point, I was scared to death. You know, I just wanted to do whatever they said. So, I didn't know what to expect or, you know, how long or anything.
Yeah.
But I just put my head down and work. And, I love the game of football. So, I'm just
you know. Did full off season, you think they have a package for you in case they want to try something special?
I don't know, man. I had to ask Coach. I'm sure he can come up with some stuff. Some pretty crazy stuff. So whatever the game plan permits, I'm sure I will be ready.
Did you learn early on that the more things you could do, the more valuable you were going to be?
Yeah, you always hear the vets say, you know, the more you can do, the more you can do. But then, like, when you actually come down to it, like, but it's just, you know, it's all this, you know, special team stuff. But then, like, within your position, you know, can you block as a receiver? Can you run the short routes? Can you run, you know, different type of stuff? So it's understanding, you know, you have to, can't just be one dimensional. You have to.
How much did your mindset have to change from being the guy who was the quarterback and was running the show to having to sort of be the guy who does the dirty work?
Oh, man, my first practice, I think I almost died on the field. Like, just I was laid out, and because it's different, you know, running from the quarterback position, everything's in front of you, you can pick your spots, but, you know, being a receiver, you gotta run. And that was a tough man. It was many nights, you know, I was, you know, questioning, you know, what am I doing? Because you're used to being, you know, having the ball in your hands and being the leader. So, you know, it really humbles you and makes you appreciate the game and your teammates and, you know, what it's all about.
A lot of guys who are asked to make that transition, they may have the physical ability, but, I mean, you got to have hands.
Yeah, I mean, you do, and that's something you work on.
Yeah.
You know, it's a lot of times it's not an easy job. Guys have been doing this their whole lives, so you have to have the right mindset and put in work.